A Sedalia resident who reportedly currently is incarcerated has been charged with a felony relating to the alleged sale of explosive materials to a confidential informant about 2.5 years ago. According to a probable cause statement, Richard A. Kurtz is alleged to have sold 4 blasting caps or electronic detonators to the informant on July 25, 2015. Online court documents say Kurtz, who is now 37, has been charged with a Class C felony for unlawful possession, transportation, manufacturing, repair, or the sale of illegal weapons. The probable cause statement says Kurtz currently is incarcerated at the Missouri Department of Corrections with a parole date of January 27, 2018. A future date for Kurtz at the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia is pending. A couple of new roadwork projects are scheduled to take place this upcoming week in Cooper County. According to MoDOT, roadside maintenance is scheduled to take place on Highway 98 between Highway 87 and Old Highway 98 and on Route B between I-70 and Route F today through Friday. During each project, one lane is scheduled to be closed and a crew will flag traffic through the work area. In addition, roadway resurfacing and shoulder widening is nearing completion on Highway 5 between I-70 and U.S. Highway 50 in Morgan County. Removal of erosion control items are scheduled to take place this week, and occasional lane closures are possible through the work area. All work is weather permitting. To find out more about any MoDOT project, call 1-888-ASK-MoDOT or visit their website, modot.org. A Tyna resident suffered injuries in a rollover all-terrain vehicle crash in Carroll County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as the driver of a northbound ATV, 20-year-old Brandon Hutcherson, attempted to make a sharp turn in a grassy median area. The ATV reportedly overturned and ejected Hutcherson, who reportedly was not wearing a safety device. Hutcherson reportedly was transported by Carroll County EMS to Carroll County Memorial Hospital in Carrollton for treatment of minor injuries. The crash happened around 4 p.m. on Route WW at Route YY. A Sedalia resident sustained moderate injuries in a traffic crash in Pettis County last night. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 49-year-old Christopher Helsvig reportedly slowed to avoid striking a deer in the roadway, traveled off the right side of the roadway, and struck a group of trees. Helsvig reportedly was transported by Pettis County EMS to Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia for treatment. Crash happened around 10 p.m. on Forest Park Road, south of Covered Bridge Road. The Sweet Springs Board of Aldermen is scheduled to meet later tonight. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to consider approval of appointments to a couple of boards, hear from Susan Lane of General Code, and discuss a possible mobile home ordinance. Mayor Dee Friel also is scheduled to give some details regarding the 2018 transient guest tax applications. The meeting is scheduled to start at 6 o'clock at City Hall, located at 324 South Miller Street. And the Sedalia City Council is scheduled to meet for a special work session tonight. According to the agenda, the council is scheduled to discuss the possible purchase of a sanitation truck. Council is also scheduled to discuss an amendment to the water purchase agreement between the city and the Public Water Supply District No. 1 of Pettis, Johnson, and Saline counties. There's also a closed executive session on the agenda for legal and real estate matters. The meeting is scheduled to start at 6 o'clock at the Municipal Building located at 200 South Osage Avenue. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.